Hi, welcome to episode number 2 of the Lesbian Love Podcast. I'm Pamela Gort, your lesbian love coach, and I am joined today by my really good friend, Kelly. She is a hot, straight chick. And so Kelly asked me a great question today, and I said, hey, would you mind being on my podcast? And she said,
of course, that would be so much fun.
Yay! So Kelly's got some questions for me. So Kelly, what's your first question?
Okay, so the first one I have is, what made you become a coach?
Oh my gosh, this is a crazy story. So I have been dabbling in learning about coaching when I was still working in corporate America. And I dabbled in business coaching and also weight loss coaching. At the time, I wanted to lose 10 pounds and it worked on me. But then I just didn't feel like that was where I wanted to go. So I looked around and I thought relationship coaching would be fun. Now, at the time, my relationship was ending and I knew I was going to be dating soon. So I thought, I better get good at this, right? Because I'd been in 2 long-term relationships. So why did they not last? So I needed to kind of train myself and teach myself. So I did tons and tons of personal development. I got certified in coaching and I decided to become a lesbian love coach. And the reason for that is there weren't a whole lot of people out there doing it. And it, literally a handful. Whereas there were so many straight coaches out there. And I just felt like it was really important that I add to the mix and that there was one more choice that women would have. Now, what's really interesting is when I was listening to some of these straight coaches and their podcasts, I just found that there was a disconnect. They had great information. Don't get me wrong. You know, I learned a lot from them, right? In fact, I've shared some of that with you. But when a straight coach would talk about a woman looking for a man, okay, I'm not looking for a man. I'm looking for a woman. So it was sort of a disconnect in my brain, and the information kind of just didn't get absorbed. So I just felt that they weren't a good fit for me, even though I learned some great things from them. And I still listen to some of their podcasts. So I felt, if there's a lesbian out there that is looking for information, she might feel a lot better if she's hearing someone who's also a lesbian, who's also in the trenches dating. Now, there's a really great lesbian couple that teaches relationship coaching, and they've been together for like 40 years, I think. Now, they haven't been dating in this new online dating world, so I am in the trenches, so I feel like I just have a whole lot more to offer. So I'm super excited about it because I'm there to help my tribe, my lesbian sisters. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And again, and the dating world is very different with the online dating. So my next question is, why don't you coach women too?
You mean straight women?
Yeah, straight women. So sorry.
Okay. So we just heard a crash upstairs. Our daughters are upstairs also doing some recording of some kind. We're not sure what fell, but something.
I didn't hear a cry, so I think
they're
okay.
Maybe they're upstairs. Okay, we're going to keep going. So I decided not to coach just a generic, you know, anybody who wants to date, but specifically lesbians, again, because I feel like they need to have someone there for them, someone who gets them, who understands what they're going through. And like I said earlier, if I'm listening to a straight woman tell me about how to date men, then I almost have to translate it. In a way, it's kind of like you're speaking Spanish to me and I have to translate it to English. It's just an extra step. So I think it's much better to hear you talk to me about dating lesbians. And then, oh, like it clicks. And I know that you know what I'm talking about because you get it. You're there too. And that's kind of why. Yeah, I could coach you, and we've had lots of opportunities to chat about your boyfriends.
Yes.
But I just really feel that this is what I want to do. I want to serve my lesbian community.
I love that. That's great. You do coach me well, too, so that's why I was asking.
That's my pleasure.
And you do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the next question I have here, is there a difference between 2 women dating versus a man and a woman dating?
You know, a lot of people think there is. I mean, there's that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. But yet, I don't know. I think that we all have feminine, masculine energy, and some have more masculine, some have more feminine, and it's not based on what sex you are. It's based on other things. You know that old adage where they say men typically want to solve your problems when they listen to you and not listen, and we almost have to tell them, I just want to vent. Can you please listen? Well, I'm a problem solver, and I'm a woman, not a man, so I don't think we can generalize. When I notice that women I date, I can see that some of them are more in their masculine energy, and it has nothing to do with the way they look. So we have the same struggles when you're meeting someone, you're trying to figure them out. If they compliment you well, and there's a bunch of different arenas that you might look at, you might actually look at the looks, and you're trying to come up with a compatibility there, things like values and stuff. But also, if you want to be more on the feminine side, and you want that person to be more on the masculine side, then that's kind of what you're looking for. So although we are different, I think there's a lot of similarities in with men versus women. Now, here's something really interesting that a lot of people say, well, two lesbians, we understand each other. We probably don't have any fights or any disagreements because we're both women, right? Absolutely not true. We probably have as many arguments as anyone else. We're just people, right? And people trying to find a common ground and to be happy and to be true to themselves. So there's not a huge difference in what I see. I think that when I first started dating after my 8-year relationship ended, I was hearing from all my gay friends the same frustrations that I heard from my straight friends. It's hard to find a quality person out there. People are always trying to tell you that they're only dating you, and then you find out they're dating 3 or 4 people or things like this. So I do think that there's so much similarity, and it doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we've had some discussions around your dating situation, right?
Yes, a lot.
Can you share with me how I've helped you?
Well, the one time I can really think about was when we went on that fishing trip with the girls.
Oh, yeah.
We were on the boat, and I was having a really hard time because I was really excited about this guy I just started dating, and we just hit a spot where things were weird, and it was him that was like taking time out, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And you really helped coach me through being patient and trying to understand the other perspective. And yeah, it really helped me to realize I needed to just chill out, step back. And we ended up dating again. And now it's kind of rocky again, but in that situation, it really has helped. And you've helped me in just being an ear to listen to and help guide me through the dating life.
Well, thanks. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, even though situations are similar with men and women versus women and women, my preference now, not only is women, but also is to coach women. So as a friend, I'm happy to help you out anytime.
Thank you.
Now, I was just curious, because you've got a couple lesbian friends, right?
Right.
What are your perceptions of lesbian dating?
The first thing that comes to mind is I wonder how it would feel to just go out there in the public eye and just how do you know when to hit on another woman?
Oh.
How do you know if someone's straight or not? Because that's a huge question I have, is like, I feel like that would be a challenge to know, like, where do you even start as a lesbian?
Oh, that is great. And I think that's why the online dating sites are so great, because you can say what your preference is, that you're a woman seeking a woman.
Yeah.
Out in the world. So the world of offline dating is you're talking about, it's really crucial to have what we call our gaydar.
Yeah.
You've heard of that before. So I know that I could be walking down the street and I see a woman and I instantly get a vibe. And half the time when I turn back to look, she's turning back to look at me. So boom, there you go. Gaydar was successful, but not all the time. So it is kind of scary for some of us to approach someone. But if you do approach them and, you know, there's some subtle signals that with time and talking. My favorite thing is to just drop that my girlfriend or my ex-wife, things like that. So I don't mind outing myself to them. So if they hear my ex-wife, then they instantly know that I was with a woman. So that's telling them that I am gay. And then they can let me know their thoughts on their own self and if they want to out themselves. But we do have that gaydar, and it's fun. It's really fun to check people out. Sometimes you instantly know, but sometimes it does take a little while.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, too, that there's a lot of women that are still closeted, and they're just checking it out, and they're not sure. So that may be a little harder to detect, but it's always really fun. And there are certain places you can go. So you can go to a gay bar, obviously. You can go to gay meetups and things like that. You could go to the LGBT centers and go to events, and you're likely to find other gay friends there. But if you're just walking down the street or going to a Starbucks, you're absolutely right that you have to rely on your intuition, your gaydar, and then, and if you want to just out yourself, then you can give them the lead to let you know as well.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Why are you thinking about coming out? Ladies, if you saw Kelly, you'd be like hoping that she says yes.
There are, I've had instances where I've been almost picked up by, or people have tried to like pick up couples and stuff too. I'm like, wait, why are you thinking I'm wanting that right now? Like, no. But yeah, that's when, so that was one of the things I'm like, well, how do you know? Yeah.
So. Cool. That's so fun. Yeah, those there's lots of people out there that are picking up lesbians too. You get a lot of couples that are looking for a lesbian to come into the relationship to just have a little fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on this. And these were great questions. And I hope that that you kind of get now why I'm preferring to coach lesbians.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear your story because I have not heard the full story yet. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, that's
I'll be listening.
My next episode is going to be my whole backstory and how, like, when I knew I was gay and through the years and all my relationships. So stay tuned for my next episode. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being here. Let me give
you're
you a
welcome.
Big hug.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thanks. And let's find out what happened with.